Good morning and welcome to St. Luke's. You all get points for making a pilgrimage to come through the fog to get here.
As you are able, please stand and join us in singing hymn number 408 as found in your blue hymnal.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be our kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Joshua. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Now, therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served in the region beyond the rivers, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along all the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites, who lived in the land. Therefore, we will also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with the boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. The word of the Lord.
Let us attend to the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of the disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of God ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. the flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but among you there are some who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you wish also to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Good morning. As for me and my household, I will serve the Lord. Let that sink in for a second. As for me and my household, I will serve the Lord. This is probably one of the most well-known pieces of scripture we have from the Old Testament. You can see it on paintings, on signs. People write it on their walls, in their homes, in their houses of worship. As for me and my household, I will serve the Lord. But what does this mean? Where did this come from? Well, this came out of a time of transition, a time when the people were trying to figure out their identity. The Jewish people, the ancient Israelites, were trying to figure out who they were. See, they used to be slaves in Egypt, but that was over 40 years ago now. And they had wandered the desert, and they had fought battles, and they had faced starvation, but God was always there for them. They turned away from God, but he was always there, calling them back into his fold. And now they're in this movement. And as we look at this movement, we have to recognize some things. You see, whenever there's a movement, there are things that seem contradictory that happen. We see here that the Amorites are kicked out of their homeland for the Israelites to come in. And when we look back with our 21st century lens and we look at that, we say, how could that stuff happen? And there isn't any clear answer except that these things do happen. And as a reminder to us in history, looking forward, that when there are movements, there will be things that will happen. But that doesn't mean that the movement stops. See, here, Joshua called together all the tribes of Israel, and he called them to be the people which God wanted them to be. When he said, "Me and my household will follow the Lord," all the tribes of Israel said it too, and they now became the people of God that influenced the rest of the world. When I hear this, I think of other times that we have been in great transition. I think about more recent times in human history. I think about when we had the Civil War here in this country. We were a nation that was torn apart, didn't know which way we were going to go. Were we going to go this way? Were we going to go this way? Or were we just all going to fall apart? There was no clear ideal, no clear vision. Then Abraham Lincoln one day stepped onto the field of Gettysburg, a battlefield just a year earlier, and gave what is now known as the Gettysburg Address, which gave a people a vision of the future, of what it could be and what it should be. And that echoed out throughout history. And as time goes on, as generations go on, there was another movement. This movement later we called the Civil Rights Movement. Martin Luther King Jr. went to Washington, D.C., and he stood there and looked out across a vast crowd of people and gave the "I Have a Dream" speech. The speech was called us to a further understanding, a further picture, a further inclusiveness of what that vision can be and who we can be as people of God. And this all happened because we said, yes, we will serve the Lord. But it isn't just people who are in history books or movies or documentaries you see. It's everyday people. It is people like my grandmother. Now, my grandmother, Ethelyn, came from a very humble background. She was one of 13 children raised during the Depression, a daughter of a potato farmer. They didn't have much as the material goes, but what they did have was two things. They had their community, and they had their faith. And this sustained them through their entire lives. And my grandmother had this saying on a plaque right next to her chair: "As for me and my household, we'll serve the Lord." And she didn't preach from that or beat it down your head. What she did, though, she lived it as an example. I can remember as a child, she would sit down in her chair, grab her Rolodex with cards like this in it. Back in the days before we had smartphones, you had to write down everybody's name and number. And she would sit there, and she would roll through her Rolodex, and she would grab out a card, and she would call somebody, just out of the blue, and she would want to know how they were doing, how life was going, what their hopes and dreams were at that moment. And she would keep her community together that way. And then, if she found out anybody needed any help or struggling with something, she would grab that phone, and she would call you up, and she would say, "You know, so-and-so has a need, and I think you can help them out." And I can tell you, when Ethelyn called you on the phone and said you need to help somebody, you dropped everything you were doing, and you went and helped. And this is how she served the Lord. She served it by serving the people around her and her community the best way she knew how. And as I look through a time, I believe we are in a time of transition. We're in a time of transition as a planet, as a people, as a nation, and in a time of transition as a church. We're trying to figure out who our identity is in this 21st century. And as I reflect back on that, I can remember our presiding bishop, Bishop Michael Curry, called us into a vision. He said that we are the Episcopal branch of the Jesus movement. Let me repeat that again. We are the Episcopal branch of the Jesus movement. And what does this mean? Well, it means that we serve the Lord. And how do we do that? We do that by serving our fellow mankind, everyone, no matter who they are and where they come from. When you serve the Lord, amazing things happen. You see that there's a need for a diaper bank in Kalamazoo, that there are families that are struggling to provide this basic need for their children. And you start that diaper bank, and then hundreds, if not thousands, of families in the Kalamazoo area have diapers for their little ones. When you serve the Lord, you hear that there are people who are transitioning into a better housing situation, which is great, but they don't have furniture and they don't have pots and pans and they need this. So you start a ministry, and that ministry feeds them and gives them a sense of dignity and a place to start. And when you serve the Lord, you start a thrift shop where people can get their basic clothing and items at an affordable price so they can go and get a job and they can have a start in life. And when you serve the Lord, you hear that there's a local elementary school that is in need of mentors. And you spend an hour of your week sitting down with a child, helping them learn how to read and write, or just being a friend, showing them there's an adult that cares about them in their lives. This is what it means to serve the Lord. And it can be very small things, too. It can seem like small things, but they can be big. It can be you're at your work, and there's a new coworker who's struggling, trying to learn the systems of that of the workplace. And you take time of your day, sit down with them and mentor them. You never know, you might have the best colleague you ever had when you do that. See, when you serve the Lord, it can be that you go to that telephone and you pick it up and you dial a relative, a friend they have not seen in a long time, and you just see how they're doing. It may have been ages since someone just called them on the phone to see how they're doing. And it can be as simple as when you're at the gas station and you look at the clerk who's obviously having a bad day, and you give them a smile, and you wish them the best rest of their day. You never know, you may be the only person that has been kind to them in that entire shift. And when you serve the Lord, miraculous things happen too. You as a faith community put out signs out in the front yard that call us to a vision of what it is to serve God's people and how to treat one another. When you serve the Lord, a frontier self-taught lawyer becomes president of the United States. And then he stands on the battlefield of Gettysburg, one of the most horrific scenes we've ever had, and gives vision to a people, and gives sight that will inspire generations to come. When you serve the Lord, an inner-city preacher from Atlanta will lead a movement and stand on the steps of the monument to that president and call us into focus and change the world. These are what happen when you follow the Lord. And I dare say to you, yes, as for me and my household, I will serve the Lord. And yes, we are the Episcopal branch of the Jesus Movement. Amen.
As you are able, please stand and face east, the direction of sunrise and a symbol of the resurrection, as we recite the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father,
maker of heaven and earth, all is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made.
For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven.
With
the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace we pray to you, Lord God.
For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
We pray for Donald, our president, and for the legislative and judicial branches of our government. We pray for Stephen, Courtney, James, Joe, Andrew, Nathan, Sarah, and Kristen, who serve in our armed forces, and for all people everywhere.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For justice, freedom, and peace.
We pray for the improvement of our societies, for our natural environment, and our hearts.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
We pray for those who are addicted and those in recovery. We pray for the sick, especially Mike, Stephen, Ruthie, Ron, George, Hope, Charlotte, Dan, Dorothy, Carolyn, Christine, Carol, Caitlin, Helen, Jessica, Rusty, Pete, Linda, Sid, Ken, Betsy, Donald, Bishop Curry, Don, Nancy. We pray for the victims of natural disaster, especially those in Sweden, Greece, and California fighting fires.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
for those are those ministers today, the friendless and the needy.
We pray for the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel
and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, Wayne, our bishop, for Randall, our priest, Greg, our deacon, and Michael in deacon's formation. For all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God and the Church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, praying especially for Kalamazoo, Portage, and our surrounding communities. For the vibrancy of our witness to Christ's love, and for the courage and capacity to serve in Christ's name.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. For those who are celebrating birthdays, Jim, Meg, Justine, Lofty, Becky, Julie. For those who are celebrating wedding anniversaries. For those who are celebrating baptismal anniversaries, Sarah, Jan, and Kara.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
Praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom, remembering especially Kim, Margaret, Dick, and John.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
Loving Jesus, protect and sustain us with your hand. Open the door of your love that's sealed with your wisdom. We may be free to serve you with joy.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God, our neighbors, and ourselves. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you
in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us.
Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through the grace of Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Friends, if I may give you a friendly reminder, Holy Communion is our family meal with Jesus. Everyone is welcome to participate as fully as they would like. After the table prayer, we will distribute communion at the rail where you can kneel or stand. You're welcome to receive the bread and the wine, or if you can only take one or the other, you're welcome to only receive one. That counts as a full communion. If you don't want to receive communion, you are welcome to place your hands at your shoulders and we will give you a blessing. We encourage everyone to participate as fully as you would like to participate. And you're welcome, regardless of your denomination, you're welcome to receive Holy Communion. If you're not baptized, but you find yourself desiring a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, you're welcome to receive Holy Communion. We want to be sure everyone knows that you're welcome to participate as much as you would like. Walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
We praise you and we bless you, holy and gracious God, source of life abundant. From before time you made ready the creation. Your Spirit moved over the deep and brought all things into being. Sun, moon, and stars, earth, winds, and waters, and every living thing. You made us in your image and taught us to walk in your ways. But we rebelled against you and wandered far away. And yet, as a mother cares for her children, you would not forget us. Time and again you called us to live in the fullness of your love. And so this day we join with saints and angels in the chorus of praise that rings through eternity, lifting our voices to magnify you as we sing. Praise to you, holy and living God, to deliver us from the power of sin and death and to reveal the riches of your grace. You looked with favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners, healed the sick, and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Christ crucified and risen, who was and is to come, we offer you our gifts of bread and wine, and ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your Spirit over the whole earth, and make us your new creation, the body of Christ given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us with Mary the God-bearer and all your saints from every tribe and language and people and nation to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
As you are able, please stand.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us forever. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.